is open for business. The good governor of that state, DeSantis, the man who would be president, has decreed that no masks be worn, no vaccines mandated, no schools closed, no quarantines imposed. Oh, sure, the number of hospitalizations from COVID are approaching the peak reached a year ago, but as the governor stated to loud applause recently, we will not back down. Instead, he would choose freedom over Fauciism. Fauciism, if you look it up in the Breitbart Internet Dictionary of Newspeak, means phony science spouted by socialist medical experts. Freedom, well, it means nothing left to lose. Except maybe your life. DeSantis's campaign is already selling koozies that say, how the hell am I going to drink beer with a mask on? And t-shirts inscribed with the admonition, don't Fauci my Florida. You can easily imagine the anti-vax crowd wearing t-shirts with don't sock my America. Polio to them would be no worse than the common cold, and Jonas Salk should have been locked up. Even Disney has imposed masks on visitors indoors. Mickey Mouse is a cartoon character, but nothing like the governor of the great state of Florida. The bet, I guess, is that come 2024 and the plague hoax has passed, he can run as the brave and lonely soul who stood proudly against government overreach. Like the woman said on a radio interview this morning when asked why she refused the vaccines, the government thinks it knows better than me. The government thinks I'm too stupid to know what's good for me and my family. Well, I do too.